C-minus 57. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado.
He knew the rules, Phil Norris insisted, ignoring Mr. Bird's attempts to soften his position regarding Clark's recently revoked meal card. I don't care how much he's done for this place, he knew the rules and he chose to break them.
Mr. Bird, always softly spoken, sighed lightly.
Come on, Phil. It's not like he was taking extra food to sell it or even to stash it at home. He was trying to give some food to a bum.
Phil was right to take the card,
Henry McCarthy interjected, sick of listening to an argument that was going nowhere so late in the night.
Clark did know the rules. All I'll say is that from experience, I think keeping hold of it for a few days will be long enough to make the point. He might not be as book smart as Dan, but he's better at learning lessons. If it were me, I'd give him back the card sometime next week.
Phil and Mr. Bird both appeared to see merit in Henry's middle ground, and nothing else on the subject was said.
And speaking of me being right, Phil said with a gloating chuckle, pointing towards the TV as an ad ran for the following night's Focus 2020 panel.
See that, Henry boy? There you were on Wednesday night telling me that Emma wouldn't get involved in any of this. What was it you said? Any more of the media crap. And here we are 3 days later and she's in New York with Timo Fiore. You can take the girl out of the business, but you can't take the business out of the girl.
Mr. Bird, who felt that he knew Emma a lot better than Phil did, shook his head slowly.
She's helping Timo out. That's all.
Exactly, Henry said. No one in Birchwood except you and your bank manager wants any more media bullshit, Norris. Emma's not doing this as a publicity thing, and even if she has to put herself in front of a camera once or twice, there's no way the boys are going to get sucked into any of that. So yeah, you're about as right as you usually are, i.e., wrong.
Phil watched the end of the ad, taking in a lineup which included Timo, William Godfrey, Joe Crabb, and Billy Kendrick, all highly familiar faces from Dan's highly public misadventures of the previous year.
We'll see, was all he said. We'll see.